Hi, I'm Alex Morgan. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I am not affiliated with any company mentioned in this episode. It's September 2, 2026, and a trailer research audit found that a cluster of sites published a huge corpus of machine-targeted best software pages that a popular grounding system is citing. The Lux Zeppelin experiment in South Dakota reported a single particle interaction this week from its 10-ton liquid xenon target that the collaboration says is hard to explain as ordinary background. This lone event could be consistent with a classic WIMP candidate, but the team cautions the signal is modest, roughly 2 to 3 sigma, so more data and cross-checks are needed. Watch whether other underground xenon detectors see a matching event as LZ continues its run. Graphene OS now says the Pixel 11 silicon does include ARM's memory tagging extension, but that Google's shipped firmware and drivers appear not to enable it. MTE is a CPU feature that tags memory allocations to catch useAfterFree and buffer overflow bugs, so the absence of enabled support means users miss a hardware safety layer. If you care about hardened phone memory safety, watch whether Google flips MTE on in updates or the custom ROM community ships support. Italian ethical bank Banca Etica temporarily suspended the account of the collective Autistici Inventati after the U.S. placed the group on an OFAC list, saying continued banking ties risk secondary sanctions that would disrupt card services. The bank specifically warned the move could affect its roughly 130,000 customers because many payment rails rely on U.S. operators. This is a live demonstration of how concentrated global payment rails can force local banks into politically fraught decisions.
A Trellner research audit dug into grounded answers from Perplexity and found the retrieval layer is pulling from a surprisingly machine-targeted content ecosystem. When researchers ask Perplexity models for the best product in a set of software categories, they trace thousands of citations to domains that look optimized for algorithms rather than people, including three brands that produced an enormous number of best less than category greater than pages and gave their homepages titles like Facts and Grounding Page. The report even quotes the pages themselves. These pages are addressed in their titles and descriptions to the software that reads them, which is about as literal an admission of machine targeting as you'll see. That matters because the grounding step, what an LLM points at when it needs evidence, can be gamed by content engineered to match embeddings or retrieval heuristics. Hacker News commenters pushed the idea that models may prefer machine-style prose, with one noting, models tend to pick its own, and others warning of an iterative SEO playbook that tunes pages to surface in embeddings. Practically, that creates two risks at once, low-quality or promotional pages ballooning into perceived expertise, and a feedback loop where models train on content that was written to please models.
The technical fix isn't simple. You can harden retrieval with curated knowledge bases, provenance checks, or stricter source ranking, but those add latency and maintenance cost. The trade-off Perplexity users already flagged as speed versus citation reliability. Moderation or provenance stamps can be stripped or faked, and publishers chasing visibility will keep experimenting with wording and metadata to hit retrieval signals. One clear community reaction? This is not just a search engine SEO problem anymore. It's a systems design problem that sits at the intersection of model training, retrieval architecture, and web incentives. So what should users and builders do differently today? For users, treat AI sourcing as a starting point. Click through citations, check whether a source looks curated, and prefer named reviewers or long-form evaluations over dozens of minimalist list pages. For builders, invest in provenance, provenance filters, and diversity in retrieval signals rather than relying purely on surface similarity. Expect disputes over who gets to curate the ground truth layer for model answers, and watch whether platforms adopt stricter provenance standards or let commercial content farms continue to ride the retrieval pipeline. If retrieval continues to prize machine-targeted pages, we should expect an arms race where content creators optimize specifically for models, not humans, and that will change what reliable evidence looks like. If AI answers can be steered by mass-produced pages built for algorithms, users and platforms urgently need better provenance and skeptical clicking. This is Alex Morgan from Debug the Hype.